Have I ever told you you're my Greg show?
Yeah.
You're everything I wish I could, Greg.
Yeah.
I don't...
Oh, that's far you're going to go?
You're the wind beneath my Greg.
There you go. Good ender.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, it's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Ulz, and we had an error yesterday.
Yeah, something went haywire with the program that I used to edit.
I think the 18-minute story you told about sports cuts.
Sport clips.
Sport clips is what ruined it.
I don't know, man.
So yesterday, I realized at the end of our broadcast that I did not ask Greg any pop culture questions.
Which was promised in a previous Greg and Greg show.
Yeah, and then I promised it yesterday, but you didn't get to hear that because we lost it.
Yeah.
In a horrible fire.
Yeah, penguins were involved.
Yeah, nitroglycerin.
Spoons were fighting with sporks. Forks were fighting with norks. It was weird.
It was a lot of strange things. Cats and dogs living together. The apocalypse.
Yeah, total. That's exactly what it was. Mm. All right, couple little stories before we get into that.
Into the questions. I have five questions for you.
Five pop culture questions, which stemmed from a conversation we had last week where Greggles was asking me pop culture questions, and I was getting them all right.
That is an incorrect statement. You were getting none right.
I don't know. We'll just leave that up to the listener here in just a few minutes.
The answer was none. He got none right.
So we're going to see if I can continue my streak of pop culture dominance.
He would get a question wrong and be like, no, I got that right. And I'd be like, no, the answer is this. And you're like, I didn't say that, but I got it right.
It was still right.
No, it wasn't right.
It was right. All right, so I got three stories. Are you super, super stoked about the new Jay-Z album, Magna Carta, Holy Grail? Did you listen to all of it?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
It's pretty good. Not great.
Pretty good?
It's pretty good.
Where would you rank it in his albums?
Not one of his better albums, but it was still a pretty good album.
There was a lot of hype going on around this album.
Yeah.
Agreed. Of TV campaign.
Because Samsung bought it for $20 million.
Yeah. And so I was reading this article. I haven't had a chance to listen to the whole thing yet, mm-hmm. but I think it's kind of meh. It's not the best Jay-Z work ever.
No.
But this guy was like, how can Jay-Z be in there rapping about trying to stick it to the man and how, you know, he's trying to be street level and still all this kind of stuff mm-hmm. when he is a multi, close to a $1 billion empire mm-hmm. by himself.
Yeah.
So I think that he's lost his street cred.
Well, yeah, but he's still really good at rapping.
But don't you think that you shouldn't be rapping about things that don't relate to the hardships of life anymore? Because
that's what all rappers do.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear Jay-Z talking about how thug he is and how street he is, and because you're not street anymore. You don't live on the street.
Well,
you live in a real GPM.
His album is not as good as Kanye's, and not even close. Kanye's album is great.
Kanye's album is, or just Kanye in general, he's such a psychopath.
Yeah, love him.
That's how he keeps it real, by just rapping about the craziness in his head.
He's nuts, and he's a rock star. You know why? Because he doesn't care. He's the last rock star.
I don't want to hear about Jay-Z throwing little barbs at Lady Gaga
and Miley Cyrus.
And using Smells Like Teen Spirit hooks and losing my religion.
The Teen Spirit hook was awesome.
But he didn't really create that. One of his producers did.
They went, hey, say this.
I don't want to hear all that.
I do. I think you did a good job, Jay-Z, and I appreciate you as a person.
Give back to the poor white community, Jay-Z. That's how you're going to win me over.
Okay.
Throw me a couple.
You have a
bucks.
GPM too, jerk store.
You know what? If Jay-Z wants to come in and pay for that GPM, I'll never give him grief again.
You would still give him grief.
No, I don't think so. Mm. If he just wanted to pay it off, look, yeah, pay it off. That's my Jay-Z.
That's not even an impression of him.
It's a good Jay-Z impression.
Mm.
All right, Amanda Bynes, did you see her going to court?
Yeah, she had blue hair.
She wore a blue wig to court.
She's nuts.
Man, what is her problem?
She's nuts, but not in a good way nuts.
Who's in a good way nuts?
Kanye West.
He's just arrogant.
He's arrogant, he's eccentric, and he's kind of nuts.
This girl's pretty arrogant, too. She's pretty full of
herself. She's calling everybody ugly.
I know, man.
Not fun crazy. She's just crazy crazy.
I wouldn't want to, I don't know. I wouldn't want to hang out with
no.
her. And then, this may shock you. This might be an OMG what.
Okay.
But I'm just going to tell you what it is. I'm not going to make you guess.
Okay.
Golden Corral. You ever heard of that restaurant?
Oh, the guy with the video camera? With the food outside?
Yeah.
That was gross.
They were accused of unsanitary practices.
That was gross. Why was the food, like he said, inspectors were there, so they put their food outside? I don't understand that.
Yeah, let's see. He says,
did you watch the video?
Yeah. He says, let me show you how disgusting this is. The camera pans to reveal stacks of food next to the dumpsters, including raw baby back ribs, green bean casserole, pot roast, chicken, ham, and bacon.
Would you rather eat a Golden Corral or Chipotle?
So far, there's not been any damning evidence of Chipotle's food being left out by the dumpster and then served. However, it would still make me sick. Give me Chipotle.
Here's a funny story. The pinto beans at Chipotle, the lighter beans, not the black beans, have bacon grease to help cook them.
Sure.
And they didn't tell anybody this for years. So one day it came out in a report and all the vegetarians flipped out.
Oh, I bet.
And that made me love Chipotle even more.
That they had just swindled the brain of a vegetarian.
Yeah, that these uppity vegetarians who were like, well, I won't eat meat because it's cruel.
Dude, here's the thing. If you're a vegetarian, you're not eating at a fast food restaurant. Mm-hmm. You're doing your research, you're boycotting Monsanto, you're looking so far into your food that it's ridiculous. So if you're going to claim that you're a vegan or vegetarian, you're not eating at Chipotle.
It's like you're on this planet and things are getting killed regardless
right.
of what you eat or how you eat it. Oh, it's cruelty-free. Shut up.
What people forget, and I'm not bashing on the vegetarian, but what people forget is that we are here today because we had to eat things around us to survive.
Yeah.
So if you were to take, I would love to take a vegetarian and send them back probably 150, 200 years.
And see how they survive.
Dude, they would freak out.
Second thing.
Maybe even further back than that.
Vegetarians always try to send gross videos of like things getting slaughtered. And I'm not grossed out by any of that. Ever.
As the great Mufasa once told all of us.
It's the circle of life.
It is the circle of life.
All right. Let's go into Greg's pop culture questionnaire.
It's Greg's pop culture questionnaire.
I like that. All right. First one, it's pretty much a softball. So if you don't get this right, we're off to a bad start.
Okay.
Kourtney Kardashian.
Okay.
Her baby dad is named
Scott Disick.
There we go.
Okay.
What does 2 Chainz want for his birthday? Only thing that he wants.
A girl with a big butt.
Yeah. All right, 2 for 2. Who is Pink married to?
Corey Hart.
3 for 3.
Professional cycler of some sort.
What is the name of the other guy on Macklemore's album?
Ryan Lewis.
This is the hardest question.
Okay.
What is Lady Gaga's male alter ego's name?
Joe DiMaggio. Hold on,
Jolton Joe DiMaggio?
I can see the character.
Uh-huh.
It's Joe something.
It's Joe.
Ragu.
Nope.
Pestaloni.
Nope. It's not a...
Casio.
No. You're just looking at things and saying them now.
Guitar string.
No.
Joe guitar string.
That's not what it is.
Joe Dirt. Joe Dirte. What's the last name? At least I got part of it right.
Calderone.
Calderone. I knew it was like a pizza.
Calzone?
Yeah.
I am excruciatingly proud of you.
Thanks,
because the
man.
Last time I asked you questions, you knew 0 answers.
Yeah. Well, think of some more. Let's keep going here.
50 Cent made how much money from selling Smart Water?
$100 million.
Nope.
$100. $250,000. $500 million.
There you go.
Was it $500
million? $500 million.
Dude, what is Smart Water thinking?
He bought them.
Oh.
When they were nothing.
Got it.
And then he started making commercials for them, and then Coca-Cola went, We'll take that.
Gotcha. See, there's where my pop culture went awry. Mm. I didn't know he bought that.
Mm.
Smart investment.
Kendrick Lamar is from where?
The Earth.
That is correct. But not the answer I'm looking for. Where on Earth?
America.
That's also correct, but not the answer I'm looking for.
New York State.
Incorrect.
California State.
Correct.
Yes.
But you are wrong. I'm not giving you any points for that. Rihanna has a tattoo of what on her chest?
An eagle. And it's Rihanna.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. Oh, it's a pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's a...
Egyptian.
Egyptian lady. Lady. Okay. Well, there's wings.
There's wings. I was going to give you points for knowing the wings.
All right.
Name two girls that were on 16 and Pregnant.
Backdoor Darby.
Which is... What's Backdoor Darby's name?
And Front Door Dara. No?
No, that's not their names.
Farrah Abraham.
Mm-hmm. And what's the other one? The other really popular one.
Great big fat girl that got in trouble all the time.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She punched that big, huge dude in the face, tried to kick him down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Candace Little Wicked.
That's not the name.
What's her name?
Her name is Natalie Portwood, I believe.
Natalie Portwood.
Mm-hmm.
She was great in Star Wars, by the way.
That's Natalie Portman.
Oh. Is it Amber Portwood?
Or Amber Portwood.
Yeah.
Amber
Portwood. Uh-huh. I redeemed myself on that one.
Redeemer. What was Ryan Seacrest's ex's name?
Juliana Huff.
Nice.
Hot. Who was her boyfriend prior to Ryan Seacrest?
I don't know that one.
Chuck Wicks.
I don't know who that is.
Right. And I do.
What is Halle Berry's baby daddy's name?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Nope.
Leland Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Leland Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? So, gitchy gitchy, ya ya, da da.
Yeah. That was Halle Berry's baby's daddy.
Incorrect. His name is Gabriel Aubry.
Yeah, I knew he was a French guy. Yeah, see, like I said, I got that right.
Yeah, but his name's not Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir.
No, I was right. I got it. I got that right.
That was wrong. This is what you do.
I got it. Yeah. See? Yeah.
This is what you do. You say that you're right for being wrong.
Yeah, but I got... No, I got that right.
You did not get that right.
Yeah, Gabriel Aubry. I said that.
You did not say that.
What else you got?
On what movie set did Lindsay Lohan destroy her trailer?
Gone with the Wind Part 2.
That's not a movie.
Spring Breakers.
She wasn't in that.
Pacific Rim, the prequel.
You're just an ass.
Did you see Pacific Rim, the prequel?
There is no prequel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The world has to create a giant robot to fend off a super huge, coked out Lindsay Lohan who rises up from the ashes of New York City after it's been pummeled by Superman and Zod.
This doesn't sound like an accurate movie. At all.
You wouldn't want to watch that?
I don't think anybody made that movie.
I think so.
The prequel to Pacific Rim is about a giant coked out Lindsay Lohan who erupts out of New York after it was destroyed by Zod and Superman, even though in Superman and Zod's universe, New York City doesn't exist. They're in Metropolis.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's Metropole York is what they call it.
No, that's not what they call it.
Yeah, that's right. I got it right.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I'm right.
No. And the answer was Liz and Dick to this elaborate answer you gave me.
I told you. That's what I said.
No, you didn't
Liz
say
Liz and
that.
Dick. I got that right.
You never said that.
I got it right.
You play the tape back, and there's no point did you say that.
You're
and
wrong.
I don't want you adding answers in afterwards.
I'm not going to do that. I don't have time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Mm. All right, that's going to do it for the pop culture quiz for the Greg and Greg Show. Check us out.
I'm surprised at how well you did.
Facebook.com/Greg and Greg Show. Boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.